Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. School choice, it sounds like something that would be hard to argue against, the idea of giving parents the choice of placing their kids in schools in other districts or charter schools, although the issue can be somewhat complicated. To talk about what parents think about the issue, I'm joined by Dave Malushnik. He's the Director of Communications for the Michigan Catholic Conference. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thank you.
So you surveyed parents on the issue of school choice, and I guess it's no surprise that most of them wanted more options. Who wouldn't? What did your survey find?
Well, it wasn't just most parents. It was just about all parents. The survey indicated that 82% of those polled likely voters do want more options when it comes to school choice in Michigan.
Now, you know, one of the arguments by the Michigan Education Association is that, that is the state's largest teachers union, is that by taking a group of children who are, let's say, not performing in a traditional school and then placing them in a charter school or another school wouldn't necessarily lead to an immediate improvement in their performance. Isn't that essentially true?
Well, what this package of bill does is expand those options that are available to parents, and that is the position of our organization, the Catholic Conference. We believe that parents are the primary educators of their children, and as such, they should be able to choose the best setting for their child's education. And the more options that are available to parents, the better. And what this poll shows is that not just 82% support school choice, that very high number spreads across all demographics.
But the issue is so complex because it does involve money being taken away from our traditional public schools. And also there are some arguments about the quality of education that is received at some of these charter and cyber schools. Do you think parents really are being informed fully on all these aspects?
I think there are a lot of parents who are very displeased with the quality of education that their children are receiving in many public schools across the state, and those parents want better options for their children. And that's exactly what this package of bill does, is expand those options.
What about the fact that a lot of these options, as they're being described, are a lot of them are schools that are run for profit, and some of those that have researched charters and cyber schools have said that there are a lot of drawbacks in a system that is run for profit, because that ultimately is the primary driver of these school systems.
Well, regardless of what the driver may be, the end result is that it comes down to the parent, and it's the parent's choice if they want to choose to send their children to that school. I'm sure parents, when they're looking around for the best educational setting for their child, are going to be doing some very good research, and they're going to be choosing the school that is best for their family, and that's a decision that ultimately lies with the parent and the children.
Why is the Michigan Catholic Conference taking an interest in charter schools and school choice in both of these movements?
The Catholic Conference is taking a position in support of this entire legislative package because we advocate for expanded school choice in Michigan. We do believe that the parent is the primary educator of their child and that there should be more options available to those parents. And that's exactly what this legislative package does, is create more options for parents. And this poll that was conducted recently shows that parents overwhelmingly want more choices for where to send their children.
What if the impact, though, is in fact to lower the quality and the ability of traditional school systems to teach kids?
There's a lot of mistruths and misstatements out there regarding this package, and it's been a little bit discomforting because when you look at the main point of whether or not parents want the ability to choose, we see overwhelmingly that they do want that option. Unfortunately, there have been some special interests that have been saying that this is an attack on teachers, and I think there's no validity to that argument whatsoever. There are bills in this package that benefit teachers, that could very well retain more teachers, and in fact could very well hire more teachers. I think that this package of bills is a win-win for both public and non-public schools, and I think it would be in the interest of organizations that support quality education in Michigan to take a very close look at this, to look past the politics, and to see exactly who would benefit, and that would be parents and children and families in Michigan.
I'm talking to Dave Malushnik. He's the Director of Communications for the Michigan Catholic Conference. Dave, do you acknowledge, though, that while we do certainly have a significant number of schools that are not performing up to par, that most of the school systems and schools in Michigan are actually doing a good job educating kids and preparing them for college.
I would not disagree with that statement in the least bit. There are a tremendous amount of very well-performing public schools in the state. The Catholic Conference has a very strong advocacy position in making sure that we have the most robust public school system in the state of Michigan. And that can be accomplished by making sure that there are as many options as available to parents as possible so they can educate their child as they see fit. This should not be, this legislative package should not lead to a discussion about whether or not leading to the discussing the benefits or disadvantages of public schools. I think everybody should be able to come together here and support public school education in Michigan. As I say, we need the most robust public school system in Michigan, and we feel that this legislative package moves in that direction.
Although, you know, it does look like the legislation itself takes a situation that has fairly strict limits on charter and cyber schools and completely removes them. When you're looking at these commercial enterprises, they, as in other states, they then begin to grow very quickly. Do you think that's a good idea to have no limit whatsoever and let these essential commercial school systems take place and expand dramatically here in Michigan?
Well, their quality will determine their existence. If they're not doing well, if they're not performing well, if the parents are not satisfied, if the students aren't learning, then there's absolutely no reason for that school to stay open.
Now, a dual enrollment is another issue. That would allow students, or basically it allows students to take classes in college while still in high school. Your survey found that parents support the idea of having students who aren't in public schools also be able to take part of the program. By what kind of a percentage is there support for that?
Well, this isn't entirely a new program, but what the polling does show is that 63% of those who responded are in support of amending the current policy, which from our perspective is burdensome and essentially discriminatory, because what it does is it forces a student at a non-public school to first enroll in a public school before taking that post-secondary class that the student wishes. So there's a barrier that's put there for the non-public school family that we believe should be removed, and that 63% of those who responded to this poll feel the same way.
Public school officials say that the money that funds these classes comes from the school aid fund, and that would mean less money for public school students in the program if private schools started using some of that funding. Isn't that true?
This isn't any different than previously. Current policy mandates the state to send the amount for this class, which is a percentage of the foundation allowance, to the public school where the non-public student first has to enroll, and then the public school is responsible for sending the tuition for that student along to the post-secondary school. So again, this isn't a policy change from a funding perspective. It's a policy change from the perspective of eliminating barriers that are needless and should not be there.
Finally, do you acknowledge then that while parents do want this, ultimately the public school system and the funding it gets at the moment would be impacted in a negative way if this legislation allowing for the expansion of charter schools were to go through?
Well, charter schools also receive foundation allowance, so any student that enrolls in a charter school is going to receive whatever that school's proportion of the foundation allowance is. That doesn't mean that it's going to be taken away from the school aid fund. So I don't see that there is going to be a decrease in funding for schools. Funding for schools is predicated by Proposal A, which, if you ask a lot of non-public families, those who own homes are paying property taxes that fund the public schools in their area, but they're not using those services. They're paying tuition on top of their property taxes. So I think parents, especially in non-public schools, would very much benefit from having these expanded options for which we are advocating. And I think there are a lot of red herrings out there about what this legislative package does. If we really look at the details, we see it as a win-win for public schools, for non-public schools, and more importantly, for parents and for students.
Dave Maluchnik, the Director of Communications for the Michigan Catholic Conference, thank you very much for joining me.
Great, thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is